And put up some papier accédige urgent cure. Today's date is 05/08/2025. Dictation is for Shane Hugle. Hugle spells H-U-G-L-E. Shane spells S-H-A-N-E. Date of birth is 09/20/1973. 51-year-old gentleman here with painful lesion in his right upper inner thigh, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Said it started as a small pimple, then became larger, period. So you describe pain as sharp, rate of pain 6/10, worse with motion and touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. Mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of the room air. Blood pressure 144/86. Pulse 105, respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. Right upper inner thigh, a fluctuant mass approximately 3 centimeters, with a central pustule with localized erythema. Lesion is tender to palpation, period. There's no discharge, there's no bleeding, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or stenosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules. There is a lesion in the groin area as described above, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is abscess, open parentheses, inner proximal right thigh, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is cellulitis, is right inner proximal thigh, close parentheses. Assessment number 3 is groin pain. Next paragraph, the procedure, incision and drainage. The procedure was explained to the patient. We talk about side effects, complications, which include poor healing, bleeding, recurrence. Patient says he understands and give verbal permission for me to proceed, period. Patient was draped in a sterile fashion. Site was clean with betadine and normal saline. Next line. With five cc's of lidocaine with epinephrine, site was injected to achieve anesthesia. Next line, in about 5 to 10 minutes, site was checked. And anesthesia was achieved, period. Next line, with a number 11 blade, small puncture was made, and which resulted in pus shooting out from site. Pus was foul smelling. Next paragraph, next line, site was irrigated with normal saline using a syringe and a IV plastic catheter, irrigating with approximately 50 milliliters of normal saline. I irrigated until clear fluids returned. Next line, site was packed with iodoform gauze. Next line, site was secured with 2x2 and taped. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. There was no complications. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, doxycycline. 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Tylenol, number 3. 1 PO TID PRN for pain, number 12, 1-2. Next paragraph. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was given a work excuse. Advised to come back in 2 days for a re-evaluation. He says he understands and will comply. End of dictation.